Our God is with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the evening of that same day, the first day of the week, the doors were locked in the room where the disciples were for fear of the temple authorities. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Having said this, the Savior showed them the marks of crucifixion. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw Jesus, who said to them again, "Peace be with you. As Abba God sent me, so I am sending you." After saying this, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you retain anyone's sins, they are retained." The good news. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Something remarkable happens sometimes among artists. They give each other energy. And by artists, I mean you. And as for art, I'm referring to any activity the purpose of which is to produce something from the soul. Actors, musicians, dancers, all feel it, but so do cooks and cleaners and builders and gardeners and any group trying together to produce something beautiful. When you work on such a project with your fellow artists, and you do so with serious dedication, you give each other energy. When a tired actor rehearses a scene with another tired actor, there are times when, in spite of fatigue, the scene has good pacing and the two are really in character and they're in the zone with great concentration. It all comes together and there is energy, and they completely forget how tired they were at the start. They experience joy and wonder, and they enter into a whole different consciousness, like getting high. Our musicians, no doubt, feel the same thing at some of their rehearsals. They may start the session with some weariness, but they experience harmony on more than one level. And when it all goes well, they get a great energy boost from each other. I think of the artistry of making protest signs. One at a No Kings rally that made me smile said, "Eggs are expensive because all the chickens are in Congress." The joy and fun of making those signs and the brainstorming that went into fine-tuning those messages were energy producers. I'm sure the sign makers gave each other an emotional lift just by working together on them. A burst of energy which was shared by all of us who delighted in seeing their artwork. Energy. In my mind, that's another name for the Holy Spirit. Names for the three persons in the Blessed Trinity might be creativity, embodiment, and energy. What is traditionally called Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pentecost Sunday, so we focus on the third person, the divine energy, the Spirit that we give to each other. Who here thinks we need a new Pentecost? A few, only a few. That's not what I expected at all. Okay. What a question.
Yeah, what a question.
That's like asking if we need a cleaner environment. a better health care system, less corruption in government, affordable groceries and gas, more honesty in the media, just resolutions to the world's conflicts. Of course a new Pentecost is needed. It's needed the way the body needs food or water or air. Speaking of air, Greek and Hebrew words for spirit can be translated as breath and wind. They tell us that spirit, the Holy Spirit, is dynamic. It moves. It flows. It's a kind of energy to revive the soul, like a cool breeze following a thunderstorm on a humid day. In today's gospel, Jesus breathes on his disciples, giving them a kind of spiritual CPR. And he says, receive the Holy Spirit. How we need to be breathed on like that now. Amen. A new Pentecost, then, is about receiving and sharing a new energy. God bless Lillian. Several months ago, she gave me a little inspiration for today's sermon. She sent out to many of us the following words from the late French philosopher Albert Camus. In the midst of hate, I found there was within me an invincible love. In the midst of tears, I found there was within me an invincible smile. In the midst of chaos, I found there was within me an invincible calm. I realized through it all that in the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. And that makes me happy. For it says that no matter how hard the world pushes against me, within me there is something stronger, something better, pushing right back. My friends, I would call that something better the Holy Spirit. Now, I won't go off on a tangent here about his alleged atheism, but there was an energy that Camus found within himself, and it has been shared with us as well. It is found when we give each other hope, when we work together to demand that there be no kings, when we push back against those who hate democracy and try to rig our elections. When we expose the racism in our immigration policies, when we call the morbidly rich to repentance and strive to undo the damage their greed has done. When we do all that together, as the artists we have been called to be, we give each other energy. We give each other the Holy Spirit. Lillian sent us that quotation from Camus at a time when many of us in this community were struggling to find hope as we saw our federal government becoming more cruel and corrupt and fascist. She wanted to give us divine energy, and she did. It was a time like now when we need a new Pentecost, a time to believe that no matter how hard the world pushes against me, within me there is something stronger. The first century followers of Jesus needed hope as well. They needed an infusion of the Holy Spirit, living as they were with Roman oppression and unwelcoming synagogue authorities. Luke, who wrote our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, really gets carried away in his telling of that mythical Pentecost story. He makes it sound like a huge, dramatic Steven Spielberg Hollywood epic. It includes a violent rushing wind from heaven, and tongues of fire, and bold proclamations, and people from all over the known world who were bewildered, amazed, and astonished to observe the miraculous breaking down of language barriers. What a story. What a story. That something stronger, that energy that Camus found within himself, was received and shared by our faith ancestors. And their movement could not be stopped. And to this day, we artists, we lovers of beauty and truth and justice and peace, continue giving each other the energy that is the very spirit of God. Any encounter with the divine is a dose of the Holy Spirit, a gift of creative energy. The signs that you've had such an encounter are hard to miss. They are called the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Some of us memorized the fruits of the Spirit as children in catechism and impressed our teachers by rattling off the list. Here they are from Paul's letter to the Galatians. Love, joy, peace, patient endurance, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When you exhibit those qualities, it's clear that you have had yet another new Pentecost, and you have been, in a sense, breathed on and invited to receive the Holy Spirit again. The risen Christ, in John's account, brings all those virtues, all that energy through the locked doors, past all the fear and confusion, and establishes hope. A week ago yesterday, I attended two separate memorial services to honor two amazing women in whom the fruits of the Spirit could be seen. One was our own Barbara Chestahova, and many of you were there as well. Barbara had a toughness about her, a deep commitment to justice, and an absolutely fascinating spiritual journey. Earlier that day, Judy Kearney was remembered. She was the spouse of the Reverend Rayanna Biddle, the former pastor of the local Metropolitan Community Church. Some of us were blessed to have known both Rayanna and Judy. Judy, like Barbara, was tough. She was the first woman to become a certified paramedic firefighter in the Dayton Fire Department. Barbara and Judy, very different personalities, very tough, but still these two strong women from the body, members of the body of Christ, were not stingy with their energy, their holy energy, as we were told in the charming and often humorous stories about them. Their deep commitment to justice is still manifested in us whom they inspired. They lived that commitment in very different ways, but as Paul reminds us in today's second reading, there are many gifts, but always the same Spirit. My fellow artists, you give me energy. I think of the unmistakable divine energy that fills this space at every Sunday liturgy, especially at our very chaotic sign of peace. When we want to embrace everyone in sight, when we all turn into crazy, dramatic St. Luke and get drunk on the Spirit, as Barbara and Judy and other faith ancestors did. May that holy energy spread beyond these walls to a tragically divided world, one in far too much of an energy crisis. May we display that invincible love of which Camus wrote and bring about many, many new Pentecosts. And God's people say,
amen.
Your thoughts?